Hi, this is Hidi Brin from France to North America and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this show number 43 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Now, remember that show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA043. Well, today we're taking on a spicy topic and one that can create some controversy these days among network marketing purists. And by purists, I mean those who are strictly devoted to network marketing as their sole income stream and their sole way of making additional revenues. And that's okay. I don't mean that in any type of derogatory way. There's all different thoughts and ideas around this subject, and that is how to create, or should you create, multiple streams of income. First, though, today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. If you're ready to learn all aspects of building a successful network marketing business, from the basics of the business, creating success language, how to talk to people, all the way to the steps to take your business online and use those amazing tools that are generating leads for people every day, such as blogging, creating an email list of prospects, using social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and others to attract those people, just a handful of those 3 million plus people a day who go online looking for a business who are already pre-sold and are ready to get started, then my Inner Circle coaching program is for you. You'll learn what works and how to build a freedom business of your dreams. You can learn more over at socialmediabackstagepass.com. All right, so about that spicy topic that I mentioned, a question that I am asked all the time is, how do I create multiple streams of income? And thanks to Mary for most recently being the one that asked that question that kind of put me over the top, that made me say, I really need to address this on a podcast because it's a question that comes up all the time. So what we're going to cover today are a couple of specific areas regarding this, because there are many things that encompass multiple streams of income. Now, an important thing that I believe everybody has to keep in mind today is the economic climate that we exist in. Job security is really a thing of the past. It almost doesn't matter what you do anymore. To think that you're very set, very secure in what it is that you're doing can lead you down a broken path if you're not careful. So with today's economic climate, more and more people are looking for additional revenue streams. Now, in some cases, that doesn't even necessarily mean that they want to quit their job. They just want to start something on the side that allows them to generate some additional revenues. So in that case, you know, network marketing certainly makes up a perfect thing for them to segue into. And then through that, they create multiple streams of income. They have their current job as well as an income stream that they develop through network marketing. That's multiple streams of income. Then there are other ways that you can generate multiple streams of income as well with other programs that are out there that pay you. Now, you have to be very careful about multiple network marketing companies, and I'll touch on that here in just a few minutes. But I want you to keep in mind that there are all different ways to generate revenue streams in addition to network marketing. Now, a lot of times your sponsor, or what I call the network marketing purists, will caution you away from that, and I understand where they're coming from. The reality of it is it's difficult enough to build one business successfully and to find the time and to make the commitment and to avoid procrastination and to get out of our own way and everything that hinders us from building that successful business. It's hard enough to do that with one income stream, much less multiple income streams. And so I do get that. And so oftentimes your upline, your sponsor, those people are worried that you're going to get distracted and you're not going to have success with anything that you do. And that really is a very valid concern and something that you need to weigh in on and ask yourself how committed you are to having success, period. Because jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next is not what's going to grow a successful business venture for you, even with with several different streams of income as part of that. So you want to be careful and really dial in on what your available time is, what your available resources are, as well as how committed you are to the entire process. Now, I always like to think of Donald Trump as an example. Donald Trump has survived and thrived because he's been a big advocate of multiple streams of income. Most of his has been done through real estate, but you think about it, he owns hotels, apartments, office complexes, big commercial shopping centers. Donald Trump has really diversified his income through multiple sources of income so that if one particular building fails or some investment in real estate fails, that's okay because he's got all types of additional income streams to fall back on. And I think all of us would agree that he's a pretty smart man in terms of his finances, and most of us wouldn't mind emulating him and having some of that success. So a question that I've always asked myself is, do I really own my network marketing business? Now, I'm a big fan of network marketing, have been involved in the profession for 20 years, but about 6 years into network marketing, I really had to take off my rose-tinted glasses and I had to take a look around and say, network marketing has been fabulous to me. It's generated an amazing source of income. I love it. I love the team that I've built. I love my company. I love all those things about it. But at the end of the day, I don't truly own the work that I've put into it. I don't own the asset that I've created with that. The company can change the product line, change a product formulation. They can change a compensation plan. They can make changes at any time that they want without any input from me. And if I want to continue to get paid, I have to agree to go along with that. Now, in many cases, that's not going to be an issue for most people. It really isn't, but it does happen, and it's something that's important to be aware of. I've been the victim of that, if that's what you want to call it. I don't choose to take on the victim side of it, but the reality of it is I've had multiple companies change compensation plans, change product formulations, change the way that they do things time and time again, which has a direct effect ultimately on my bottom line, and I have literally no say in it. So once I started studying Robert Kiyosaki, which was probably about 1997, 1998, I started reading the Robert Kiyosaki books, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and different things like that. And one of the things that I learned from him and that I really took to heart was to learn and study and succeed at network marketing and then take the income-producing asset that you generate from your network marketing business and learn to turn that into other income-producing assets. So one of the things that my husband and I did early on is we started taking the revenue streams that we generated, the income that we generated through network marketing, through our network marketing business, and diversified that into real estate investments that created additional income streams for us. And that was really powerful. It's been very, very powerful. Now, along with that come affiliate programs and other ways of marketing online. So I'm going to regress or, you know, go back in time just a little bit here. I've mentioned that. The first thing that I want to address are multiple network marketing companies. I already brought that up once. I want to really, really caution you on this. Really, really caution you. I know a number of people who've created solid incomes with multiple network marketing companies, but most of them have a very specific way that they've gone about doing that. And most of them, actually all of them who I can really think of who've really been successful, I'm not talking about, you know, a few checks here and a few checks there that add up. I'm talking about, you know, big success. Most of them didn't even consider anything like that till they had built their first company to a high level of success. And then most of them have used LLCs and other corporate names to start and succeed in other businesses because the word gets out very quickly and network marketing is a business that's built on trust. So you have to be very authentic and very transparent in whatever you're going to do. So what I'm going to suggest is that if you're just getting started or you haven't built a business to the success level that you want yet, avoid promoting multiple pure network marketing companies because it's going to confuse you. It's going to confuse those who you bring in, and people will do what you do. And most people, like I say, have a hard enough time taking one to the top income level, much less two, three, four, or whatever. And it can get very, very expensive when you have all the monthly costs that are associated with that. Now, I mentioned affiliate programs. Now, that was one thing that I ran across that really launched me into the arena of multiple streams of income was affiliate programs online. You know, back in October of 1999 is when I first took my network marketing business to the internet. That's when I discovered, if you will, the internet, and discovered it as a powerful tool that I could use to build and promote and attract leads to my network marketing company. And so to do those things, I built a website. And so I needed web hosting, and I needed an autoresponder or lead generation system. All different tools that I began to use on the internet were things that I paid for, of course, and also found very quickly that I had the opportunity to then to promote to other people to use, and those companies would pay me a small referral commission for referring that. That's how affiliate programs work. They were offered online, and what the heck, you know, I didn't make up the way the internet works, so why should I turn away a substantial source of revenue over time of something that I'm already using, already recommending to others, etc. So I added affiliate programs a long time ago to my portfolio, if you will, and have generated multiple streams of income for a long time through that. I probably generate somewhere around 9 to 12 checks probably a month from different things that I'm involved in, programs that I'm affiliated with that I market and use myself. Now, this is my rule of thumb with that. I only market those things that I own myself, use myself, and truly believe in, and that in some way complements what it is that I'm already doing. Because again, the last thing you want to do is confuse your team, confuse your downline. So make sure that you're very authentic and very transparent about why you're promoting something, why you've added it, how you're using it yourself, what your experiences and your testimonial with it can be. And then, you know, again, make sure that you're not turning yourself into a flea market of offering way too many things, all things that deviate off from the primary source of income. So I'm a believer in one primary network marketing company and then other tools and affiliate programs that fit into and complement what it is that you're already doing. So hopefully that shares a little bit of insight and some ideas for you of how you can incorporate multiple streams of income into your overall business portfolio. Make sure it's something that you own, you use, and believe in, and would recommend even if you didn't get paid to do that. And overall, in the end, it's very important to remember that it's your business and it's your decision. Like anything, you may have to test and try and be willing to fail just a little in your learning process of how to put all this together. I know I have, I definitely have, but I also know that over the last 15 years of generating multiple streams of income, I'm so thrilled that I made the decision to do just that, because I can tell you that it created a very comfortable financial fallback for me when other companies, other programs that I was working with went by the wayside, changed their compensation plan, or in some way negatively affected my bottom line. Again, show notes at jackiealmer.com/QA043. And as always, good luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.